Izzy's War, written by Isla Dewar and read by Jane McFarlane.
Chapter 1. Three Women Cycling to Work. There was rapture in Izzy's life. It came when she was flying, when she had such a view, God's view, her father called it. Well, he would. She thought she could write a book about the things she'd seen from above. Herds of deer, hundreds of them rippling across hilltops. She saw houses, gardens, washing flapping on the line, people small as matchstick men moving through streets and stopping sometimes to look up at her hovering above them and point. Once, she'd seen a couple entangled in their own, not as private as they thought, rapture on a sun-soaked moor. She saw the shape and glide of rivers, was shoulder to shoulder with mountains. It took her breath away. She was addicted to the air. Removed from earthly worries and demands, she was truly happy. It had been her friend Elspeth's idea to learn to fly. Such a fashionable thing to do. Women are taking to the sky, she'd said. They are the new adventurers, flying to Australia, across the Sahara, looking for a new kind of romance. Elspeth had taken lessons. Izzy watched. Then, unable to resist, had taken it up too. She had never been ambitious, had no desire to become a new adventurer. Cruising the heavens was joyful enough. In time, Elspeth had moved on to new pursuits. She abandoned flying when she became obsessed with her new accordion. She dreamed of forming an all-woman accordion band that toured the country playing wild, stomping music. But then, Hitler invaded Poland and ambitions were abandoned. Everything changed. Izzy felt that rapture, though it was a lesser joy, every morning when she cycled with Julia and Claire to work. Pushing through the morning, contemplating the possibilities of the day ahead. Where she might fly to, and in what? It was always the same, the rattle of bikes and the hum of tyres, hissing today over the glistening November frost, thick over everything, a stiff sparkle. A lone crow in the field beyond the hedge hopped over hardened ground. Above, a scattering of seagulls silently cruised the still air. Right now, apart from them, the sky was empty. The bus had passed 5 minutes ago. Everyone on board banged on the window, waved and mocked the three cycling. They were late. When were they not? It was a problem, three women sharing a cramped cottage with one tiny bathroom. Mornings were a flurry. Downstairs in the kitchen, the kettle would be coming to the boil, quietly steaming and singing. The wireless would be on. Upstairs, Julia and Claire, in their silk dressing gowns, getting ready to face the day, jostled in and out of the bathroom, bumped into one another, and did polite sidestepping dances in the narrow hallway. Izzy always made porridge first thing, standing by the stove, wrapped in a voluminous thick flannel tartan robe tied firmly round her waist with a bright red cord. It was an embarrassing garment, she knew, but comfortable and comforting. A gift from her mother and, indeed, exactly the sort of thing her mother would deem an ideal and useful thing to own. Izzy couldn't deny its warmth. And often, on the winter nights, when three thin blankets did little to stave off the cold, she slept in it. They were all used to having space. Claire and Julia had grown up in large country mansions, Izzy a manse. They were also, all of them, used to working alone. They couldn't share a kitchen. They clattered, banged, spilled tea and burned toast, and bumped into one another. Izzy was always surprised when the others refused a share of her porridge.